Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Baker, I'm your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And, what a amazing weekend I had. And, I was at a expo, in New Jersey. It's the Abilities Expo. And I have met a lot of amazing people when I was down there in New Jersey. There's a paper here. And it says, "Able, the newspaper positively for, by, and about people with disabilities." The Henry Viscardi school was there. It is a non-for-profit Christian-based school for people with disabilities, and I recommend you to check it out for those who live here in York. The Henry Viscardi School was founded by a gentleman that has no limbs. He was born without legs at all. He has arms, but he had no legs. The Viscardi Center was founded in the 1950s. There's an article here in the paper about it. Let me find it. But I do recommend you guys to check it out. Viscardi School District, or Viscardi Viscardi Center is the name of the place. And it's a really good school. They do have a program called Bridge or Bridges for people with disabilities could go to college. And it's a good program. Just see the article here. Let me see if I could find it. No, it's in here. In the paper. The it is a non-profit organization that does these abilities expo. It was New York Metro May 3rd and 5th. And I went on the 4th, on Saturday. I was gonna go, 3 days, the 3rd and the 5th. Wanted to get a hotel, but, with the, with my church and having a family fun night, and I committed myself to a Eagle Scout Court of Honor on 5th as well. It was a really busy weekend, going to that. I do recommend the Scardi School. There's a disability rights pioneer, and but God really had blessed me this week with these people and to minister to them. That was the purpose of it. There was a young man from a TV show Speechless. Micah Fowler is the guy's name. Micah Fowler was an amazing young man. He's nonverbal. He could talk, but he has a speech impediment. And it makes it hard to understand him. For some reason, I can't find the school. The thing is on the first page, and I'm right at it, on that first page, but I don't even see it. But I like to read a few scriptures to you. Oh, there it is. Fiscardi. Broadway star Jen Clala recently spent time with Henry Fiscardi School second gardener graders at its annual fundraising luncheon at the Crest Hollow Country Club in Woodbury, and inset insight photo, airline pilot Beverly Bass, whose life was depicted in a Broadway show. And one of the show's key songs was a special guest at the luncheon. Tony Award nominated actress Jen Clala was the guest star at the Fiscardi Center's Reach for a Star Launching Fundraiser in April. Clala performed a selection of songs, including Me in the Sky, from her current role in the hit Broadway musical Come From Away, for a crowd of supporters, students, and staff. At the end of her performance, students joined Clala on stage for a sing-along and to present her with a piece of original art created by one of the students. Clara plays an airline pilot Beverly Bass in Come From Away, based on the true story of thousands of people who expectedly spent time in Newfoundland when there. That continues on page 9. Individuals think on page, actually, I'm gonna go to page 9. Six. Page 8, page 9. Okay. It says, with summer almost here, many people are getting out and about locally or planning vacation, whether traveling near home or overseas. They are guidelines people with vision loss can follow a help. Oh, Viscardi School launching. Says, planes were diverted on 9/11. Bass, who was a special guest at the launching, has seen the play many times and enjoys watching Koala sing "Me in the Sky," song written by her about her. And several aha moments while visiting the Henry Viscardi School, said Kalala, and toured the Viscardi Center last fall. The first was how beautifully connected the staff and the students were, and felt like a family, and felt like a place where people came to hang out and have a community together. And the next aha moment was seeing a facility itself and all the various activities. The annual event raises awareness and funds for extracurriculars program and after school activities for students with severe physical disabilities at the Henry Viscardi School. Many students with a severe physical disabilities, many students at the school require life sustaining medical support throughout the day and need accessible transportation to get to and from school. Leaving few options for socializing outside of class. The programs and activities that launching supports are critical and to our students' social and emotional growth, said John Kemp, president of the Viscardi Center, personally I cannot imagine a school year that did not include wheelchair basketball, Friday night, rec, swimming in the pool, and the overnight stays at our independent living house. The lunch room includes a cocktail hour, which featured raffle prizes, a sit-down lunch, and live entertainment. The Viscardi School in Albertson provides education for students from pre-kindergarten through age 21. It offers specialized education in an accessible setting that provides a full academic program, a varieties of therapies, assistive technology, and medical supports to those who have otherwise need to receive instructions in their homes or at the hospital. The school is part of the Viscardi Center, which provides school-to-work, youth transportation, transition services, vocational training, career counseling, employment placement, assistive technology, and adapted driver education to children, teens, and adults with a variety of disabilities. The center also assists businesses in driver fine Dever sign find their workforces by employing job seekers and with disabilities and developing inclusive cultures in their workplace. That is phenomenal, amazing, and in the Viscardi Reach for the Stars program is an amazing program for people with disabilities, and it's amazing how these guys don't focus on their disability. And I want to read the Gospel of John, John's Gospel, chapter 9, out of the New King James Bible. And tomorrow, I'm going to be reading out of the King James. Gospel of John, chapter 9. And it says that, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was born blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day, The night is coming, and when no one can work, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I'm going to stop there. I am the light of the world. That is amazing what Jesus said. Jesus said he is the light of the world. And whenever I have those moments, a why me moment, I think about the Gospel of John chapter 9 and how important it is not to have a why me moment. And in closing, I would like to remind you not to focus on your disability, but to focus on your ability. Focus on Jesus and what Jesus has to offer you and has to offer your family to succeed in your dreams, to become better at what you're doing right now. That's closing prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, fellows, for listening. I thank you for a wonderful weekend. Well, Father, I just ask that you bless them with anything that comes their way. Doesn't matter what disability they have. Just bless them with your presence and to succeed in their dreams, to work, to start a family, go back to school. Father, I thank you for those who are listening that are disabled and to not focus on their disability and what their disability is is holding them back from what they're doing. It's in his name. Amen. Well, good morning. I'm Nick Baker. I'm your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And it's a good morning. A little chilly this morning, but it's going to warm up. There's going to be thunderstorms on Friday night. Now that the sun's out doesn't mean anything. It's still chilly out, especially when the sun is out. But this Sunday, it's Mother's Day. And we are going up to the farm Sunday. My pastor Dave has taken me up there to check it out, and it's and good friend of mine, Adam Butler. He's giving his property over to the foster care ministries, local in the tri-states. I'd like to get the churches involved as well. You could donate to us, you could mail us a check, or you could go onto our website. I'll give you our address, our mailing address. The website is tsfamilychristiancenter.com. You could hit the donate button, and you could donate as many sites as you want. Or whatever God puts on your heart to donate to this ministry. You can mail it to us as well. P.O. Box 3113, Tri-State Family Christian Center, Port Reeve, New York, 12771 is our zip code. And this show is the reason why this ministry is going. Our listeners are viewers of our TV show and listeners of a podcast. It has been donating to us as well, and I really do appreciate it. No, that we're not-for-profit organization. And Foster Valley is going to be a good ministry for those kids that are in need. And that God just put on my heart about the foster care kids. I want to read to you what Jesus said about kids and how he doesn't leave us as orphans. And if you have your Bibles with you this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to that passage. Go to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew's Gospel 18. And I wanna read you verse 3. 18 verse 3. And it says, I'm going to read verse 1 and 3. And it says that at that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them, and said, "As surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." And that is amazing what Jesus says. "As surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children." And we are children. Jesus sees us as little children. He's our daddy. He's our father. And I can't wait for that day to come. To crawl up into his lap and say, "Daddy, I love you. Daddy, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for my mistakes. I know all of my trials, all of my hospital visits are the cause of my sins. And I'm sorry for that, Daddy. And I can't wait for that day to come." We are his children. And little child. And I wanna read the whole chapter of Matthew's Gospel 18 and what he said about children. And God just put this on my heart this morning. Let's read verse 4. It says, "Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a milestone where it hung round his neck and were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses. For offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense come. For your hand or foot causes you to sin. Cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Do you see what Jesus is saying right here about cutting off our limbs? You're probably saying, oh, it's cruel to have a limb cut off. Well, it's cruel to turn your backs on your Creator. Jesus says that you rather cut off a hand or a foot to come into the kingdom of heaven. Nick Vujicic has no limbs. And is he going to enter heaven because he doesn't have a limb? Of course he will. Why? Because he doesn't have anything to sin with. He doesn't have no arms or legs to get him into trouble. Our body parts, our limbs, causes us to sin. Why? Because we're touchy-feely. Our touchy-feely always gets us into trouble. Why? Because of our sexual lust. Our sexual lust causes us to sin and touch women inappropriately. Verse 10. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you, let heaven, their angels, always see the face of my Father, who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, surely I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, your brother sins against you Go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. If he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. And surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will loose in heaven. Again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, you do not say to you, I do not say to you, up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Do you see what Jesus says? We sin seven times seven against our brothers. 70 times seven. That is 77 times we have sinned against the ones we love. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, and with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of the servant was moved with the compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, and who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And you would not, but want. But went and threw him into the prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. That is an amazing passage right there that I just read. I love how Jesus talked about forgiveness. All that anger we have, all that hatred we have to love one another. The five love languages, the secret to love that lasts. It's the New York Times bestselling by Gary Chapman. 4 times it was published. I tell you, the first time it was published, the first time was 1973. Second time was 1978. The third time was 1984. And the fourth time was 2011. And it was made into a movie. You could go to the website, 5lovelanguages.com. Relationships, love, and marriage. And there is an app right there that you could use. I'm reading. I want to read you from this book what I read. There is a list of things. It's a husband and wife. The wife's name's Mary. The husband's name's Dave. And here is Mary's list. I wish he would wash the car every week instead of expecting me to do it. That was the first thing on her list. Second thing on Mary's list was, I wish he would change the baby's diaper after he gets home in the afternoon, especially if I am working on supper. Wow. And here is Mary's third concern. I wish he would vacuum the house for me once a week. I wish he would mow the lawn every week in summer and not let it get so tall that I'm ashamed of our yard. That, my friends, is a controlling wife. It's not Dave's fault that marriage and relationship is falling apart. It's Mary's fault. Why? Because Mary is not asking Dave to do things for her. But demanding him to do things like mowing the lawn washing the car, changing the baby's diaper, vacuuming the house, mowing. That is a demanding wife. Ladies, you can't demand a man to do things that he already knows what he's supposed to be doing. And, yeah, a father should take care of his children. But he needs to be asked to do it, not told. That's how a relationship should be. Working together, asking your spouse, your partner, your best friend to do things for you, like mowing the lawn. Can you mow the lawn this weekend? Can you take out the garbage? Can you take care of the kids for me? Can you fix supper for me? Can you do the dishes? Wash the car for me? Can you do that? Not saying that you have to do this, you have to do that. I wish you did this. I wish you did that. Besides wishing, why not ask him? Ask your spouse to do things for you. Here's Dave's response. I wish... there's Dave's list. Yes, I can. In the past, it always seemed like no matter what I did, it was never enough. That was, and he also said that oh, my dad cut the grass and washed the car, but didn't change the diaper or vacuum weight. Never, he said. And this guy has a list of the naggings that his wife has. And here's Dave's list. It says, make up the beds every day. Have the baby's face washed when I get home. Put her shoes in the closet before I get home. Try to have supper at least started before I get home so that we could eat within 30 to 45 minutes after I get home. And Dave's list has 1, 2, 3, 4 things on his list. Mary has more. Actually, Dave has 4. Mary has 4. What is the difference between Dave's and Mary's? Between Dave's list, because Dave is trying his best to be a good husband, trying to be a good father, and Mary is being demanding, not giving Dave a chance to do the work that he wants to get done or has to get done. When a man gets home from work, doesn't mean he's off of work. He brings his computer home to finish working. But the demanding wife has a hissy. Why? Because Dave has to finish working. Dave brought his computer home. Dave is trying to be a good husband to make money to pay the bills. And Mary is having a hissy fit. And I do recommend the 5 love languages. What do I see out of Dave and Mary's love tank? Is it full? Or is it empty? Say it's empty. Why? Because Mary is demanding, saying, Dave, you have to do this, Dave, you have to do that. You have to mow the grass, you have to change the baby diaper. Do you see the difference between Dave's list and Mary's list? And I don't want to read underneath Mary's list. It says, I said, Mary, I am understanding you to say that if Dave chooses to do those four things, you would take his actions and a genuine expression of love toward you. I would, she said, can you do these things? Can you do what she asked, Dave? Yes, he said. Mary, what about you? Can you do these things on Dave's list? Yes, I can. In the past, it seemed that, like, no matter what I did, it was never enough. I turned to Dave and asked him, Dave, you understand that what I'm suggesting is a change from the model of marriage that your mother and father had. Oh, my dad cut the grass and washed the car, but he didn't change the diapers or vacuum wipe. Never, he said, grinning. You don't have to do these. You understand. If you do them, however, it will be an act of love to Mary. And to Mary, I said, you understand that you don't have to do these things. But if you want to express love for Dave, here are four ways that you will be meaningful to him. I want to suggest that you try these for 2 months, and see if they help. And the end of 2 months, you may want to add additional requests to your list and share them with each other. I would not add more than one request per month, however. This really makes sense, Mary said. Thank you, Dave said. They took each other by the hand and walked toward their car. I said to myself out loud, I think this is what church is all about. And I think I am going to enjoy being a counselor. I have never forgotten the insight I gained under the Trinaberry tree. In closing, I understand you guys want to be good parents. You try to be a good, loving couple. And you want to be that loving husband as Dave is trying to be. And what he wants to do to make his wife happy and to be a good husband, it's tough. It's hard to love somebody and make that person happy. There are women out there that are not happy. They're not. They're not happy. They're miserable. And they want you to be miserable too. By being a slave driver. Doing all of the chores. that you don't want to do. You want to do them, but you don't have to be asked or told to do something. It's closing prayer. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for the five love languages. I thank you for those who are struggling in marriage. Those who want to be a good husband or a good wife, but they don't know how. They don't know how to communicate. Always demanding. Slave drivers. Always ignoring each other. And Father, for those who are listening right now who have a broken relationship or marriage, would be restored. Every one of them would be restored by you, so that they could feel your love, to love each other as they are called to be loved by each other, doing favors for each other by asking or doing it out of the blue. I wish she did this, I wish she did that, I wish she did this, I wish she did that. That's not how it works. I wish. Just pray that those wishes be gone. Just ask. Ask. Don't demand it. Just ask for it. Every relationship that are being destroyed because of demands would be restored in the name of Jesus. Those who are listening, your marriage is broken. You screwed up. There is a man out there. His name is Tom. He cheated on his wife. And he's asking you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveness. And I thank you, Jesus. And it's in his name. Amen.